Hello, everybody, and welcome to the War Room. This one is for the UFC 296 middle main card fight. Yes, you heard it right. I'm doing all of the fights on this card. Unfortunately, we're not going to have time to do a picks podcast because everything's been so chaotic in the past couple of weeks. So I'm going to do every fight on the main card as a War Room. So make sure you check them out. I'm going through them in order today. So we've just done Paddy Pimblett, Tony Ferguson. Before that, we did Ian Garry, Vicente Luque. So if you haven't watched them, check them out. I'm doing Shavkat against Wonderboy right now, and then I'm rolling into the main and co-main event. So check them all out, because, I mean, every single fight on this card's a great fight. Okay. Let's get into the tail of the tape. So Shavkat Rakhmonov, 17-0, undefeated, terrifying. Wonderboy Thompson, legend, veteran of the game, 17 wins, 6 losses, 1 draw. Shavkat is 1 inch taller and has a 2 inch reach advantage. Average fight time, of course, is going to be longer for Wonderboy because he's had those 25-minute fights and because Shavkat has never heard the final bell in one of his fights. Eight knockouts, 9 submissions. Never been the distance. Terrifying. Just has been running through good competition, has showed a real diversity to his game. Of course, everyone's very excited at this guy's potential, you know, where his future lies, who in the welterweight division can potentially beat him. And I think a lot of people, of course, are looking at Wonderboy Thompson and they're going, well, you know, he's 40 and we've seen him lose. Like, it's easier to picture someone losing a fight if you've seen them lose before. I always find that. If someone's undefeated, it's like people can't imagine them losing a fight. That's not the case here. I can see lots of different ways that Wonderboy can win this fight. I think it's unlikely in a lot of ways because of the role. I mean, you can say a role. It's more of a stampede that that Shavkat's on. But Wonderboy has fought at the highest level for a long time. He is a master of his craft, although his craft could potentially be restricted in this fight based on the way that Shavkat fights. But you just can't underestimate or disrespect what Wonderboy brings to the table. Now, if you look at his fights, if you look at the record of Wonderboy, he's not got the same kind of stopping power as Rakhmonov, but the deficit is in his ground game, right? Rakhmonov's got 17 wins as well. They've both got 17 wins. Rakhmonov's got 8 knockouts. Wonderboy's got 8 knockouts. Rakhmonov's got 9 submissions. Wonderboy's got 1 submission. 8 decision wins for Wonderboy. Sometimes into the championship rounds as well. You know, Jeff Neal was a 5-rounder. Kevin Holland was the end of the 4th round. He's a very slick, very intelligent fighter. Draws on a lot of traditional martial arts, as you know, to integrate into his game. And he does things that a lot of fighters won't do anymore because they don't have the time to invest in those techniques to develop them. Or they've just kind of, they've chosen a different path, you know. The good thing about Wonderboy's style is that if you give him the space to work, he can slap you around the face with his foot in 1,000 different ways. If you pressure him, though, and you start to... Oh, there's a little spider. Can you see that? Oh, buddy. Let me help you down to the table. There we go. If you watch his style of fighting when he's under pressure, and he's done better with this recently... But the struggles that Wonderboy had, well, there are two things. One is if you square him up against the fence, right? Because his stance is quite bladed. If you think about how he stands with his feet, southpaw or orthodox, one foot is behind the other. He's often hiding the... Can you see the little spider? He's often hiding one foot behind the other. He's bouncing very much on his side, which gives him a lot of mobility with that lead leg. We know he likes to use that side kick into the midsection, which will be useful. We know he's got that slapping, turning kick that comes over the shoulder of his opponents. Very good at stitching that onto the end of punches as well. Was it Dan Stigen? Stigen? In his, I'm pretty sure it was his UFC debut as well. Let me see. Yes, it was. Dan Stigen. I don't know. Head kick, first round. He threw a cross and brought the foot around the backside of it. So the punch falls short, but the kick knocks his head off. Beautiful technique. He's also got that lovely hook kick that he landed. Was it against Kevin Holland. Sidon gives him a lot of dexterity and a lot of ability to utilize that lead leg like a lead arm. The problem is, if you then start to pressure him, that stance has to either shorten or square. And these are the situations where Shavkat can really put pressure on him. And once Wonderboy's been squeezed up against the fence, you'll see him kind of juke in to change direction and get off the fence. Shavkat will then reset his footwork and cut him off, and reset and cut him off. This is where Wonderboy tends to struggle if he's got someone that's confident enough to walk through that dangerous range and put that pressure on him. The other time that we've seen Wonderboy struggle, and we saw it a lot less in the Kevin Holland fight. I feel like this is after the frustrating Tyron Woodley fights, where Woodley was kind of standing with his back up against the fence, not really wanting to engage, and it was left to Wonderboy to make a fight out of it. That's when he started to be vulnerable to get countered. Like, you think about Pettis, bounced off the fence, didn't he? Caught him with a shot. Wonderboy being offensive, moving forward, is not really his comfort zone either. So the question in this fight, because most likely Shavkat is going to be the one controlling the center, he's going to want to close Wonderboy down and try and take that footwork away. If he gets overzealous and starts to chase, then he's going to start to chase in straight lines. And we spoke about this with the Vicente Luque fight. Same thing. If Luque starts to get frustrated because Ian Garry's on his bike and using his footwork, and he starts charging forward in a straight line, that just makes it easier. Same situation here for Shavkat. If Shavkat starts to push forward because he feels like he's going to land, Wonderboy is going to be finding space every single time. What Shavkat needs to do is kind of windshield wiper, like paint him into a corner. And this is a continuous process as well. Like, this is not like, it's not like he paints him into a corner or up against a fence panel and that's it, he's got him. Because of course, anytime he goes to strike, Wonderboy can still find that space, and then he has to bring himself back into the center to reset up against another fence panel or another corner. So that will be a continuous process. And every time he has to reset, he's in danger of walking onto something, because that's what Wonderboy does so well. Like, think about the Patrick Cote fight, where he just bounces out of range and catches him with a counter because Patrick Cote was traveling forward. Shavkat is also quite upright in his stance, which makes his midsection more presentable for those side kicks and turning kicks that we see Wonderboy use so well. But then on the other side of that, Shavkat's style of kicking is very, very dangerous as well. He's going to work really well to the body. We've seen him using body kicks and head kicks. He used them perfectly against Jeff Neal. The one thing I think he's going to struggle with is the inside low kick, because the way that Wonderboy stands, it kind of turns his shin and his knee inwards, which means it's going to be rather painful for Shavkat if he keeps trying to kick the inside leg, because he's going to keep hitting his knee and his shin. So that might be one technique that's cut out of Shavkat's game, but the body kick and head kick will be there. One thing for Shavkat to consider in this fight is, because Wonderboy is so good at fighting long and standing side on in that traditional, you know, Taekwondo karate stance, he has to close him down. He has to get close to him. He has to work his way around those kicks. So using his own kicking game to move Wonderboy up against the fence and then moving in behind his own kicks with punches is probably the safest thing he can do. The other thing that you can watch out for is there are moments where Wonderboy can tend to kick off with his lead sidekick, and once it's landed, he turns and runs away, turns his back. That's another moment where I can see Shavkat kind of chasing him down. Like, he'll be walking forward, he'll eat that sidekick to the midsection, knowing full well that Wonderboy is going to then start to turn and run away, and then Shavkat can chase him down. So I wouldn't be surprised if we start to see him try and run into a body lock from behind as Wonderboy's trying to find space. Sidekick, Basel cross. Yeah, better pressure against Holland from Wonderboy. That was definitely something that I could see there was an elevation in his game there. He looked far better at being aggressive on the front foot. I think also he could see that there was less coming back from Holland. I think he broke his hand, didn't he? What else? So Rakhmonov's got really good slip counters, which works really well against someone that is standing in boxing range and throwing single shots, which is what he's been up against at times in his career, even in the UFC. Like you'll see at times in his fights where beautiful slow-mos, with Jeff Neal, where he slips off the center line and hit him with an uppercut to the body. Those moments are really good against people that fight with a very kind of orthodox manner. Someone like Wonderboy can throw one thing that you slip and put something else on the end of it. So the slipping game of Rakhmonov, although it can be very useful against a good portion of the UFC roster, Wonderboy might not be the best person to utilize that against. If Shavkat is pressuring, it's still going to be better to block and keep his hands nice and tight than try and start slipping. Because say, for example, he's pressuring Wonderboy. Wonderboy's fighting out of a southpaw stance. So Shavkat's moving around to that close side, that lead foot, trying to close him off. As he's moving around, Wonderboy can quite easily fire that straight left. And I can just picture Shavkat slipping off the center line to allow the straight left to go past him and eating that left kick right around the side of his head. This is the danger with Wonderboy, is that you can never be sure that the technique, first, second, third, that he's throwing is the thing that he intends to land. He's got great levels in his game that he can shift through. A jab, cross, and hide a kick behind it. Throw a kick and step in with a punch. Lots of different things that he can throw at Shavkat that doesn't make this as much of a one-sided fight as I feel like a lot of people are pitching it. Like, we expect big things from Shavkat, of course, 17-0. But there is always somebody that can put something in front of you that you've not seen before. And if that's going to be anybody, it's going to be someone like Wonderboy Thompson. Quick stat. So I did the tail of the tape, didn't I, Jamie? Yeah, we've done that. Did I do tail of the tape? 17-0, 17-6-1. Average fight time. Yeah, I did. Of course I did. Higher strikes landed per minute for Shavkat. Again, that's reflected in his... In the length of his fights, though. 100% takedown defense for Shavkat. 1.49 takedowns per 15 minutes on average, but only a 33% accuracy. And of course, that's not a great accuracy, but closing Wonderboy down, forcing him to fight at close range, taking away that bladed stance where he's got that mobility in his lead leg. It doesn't matter if you fail in takedowns, because on top of those takedowns that have been failed, there's pressure and there's a cardio tax and there's the ability to dirty box and land those knees to the body, which are very effective. Something else that Shavkat could be really, really dangerous with is if he is able to close Wonderboy down and force him to fight a close range, a dirty boxing range, that rear knee to the body, the right knee that he hit Jeff Neal a few times with, could be a real game changer. And then again, you know, submission average is definitely on the side of Shavkat, as we talked about with the record breakdown. Of course, I'm leaning slightly more towards Shavkat because I have high expectations for his potential, but at the same time, I look at Wonderboy and think, you are just a bag of tricks, and there are so many things in your game that you could surprise people with. And, you know, with his performance against Kevin Holland, I think he showed that toughness and determination, and I think he's going to need it in this fight. But there almost also might be a bit of something special that he can bring to the cage that Shavkat's potentially not seen before. So we'll see how this fight plays out. But if Wonderboy's got the space to work, and Shavkat's going to be walking onto kicks, I'm excited to see it. And I honestly, I hope Wonderboy gets the run to the title that he's hoping for, because we are probably counting down his fights. I mean, you know, he's 1983. He's almost a year younger than me. Almost. Yeah. I think we might be seeing the last handful of Wonderboy's fights. So I hope they're good and they don't Tony Ferguson him, should we say. All right. Enjoy these fights and I'll see you next time.